a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, May 7th, 2023, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We're a radio show that's all about health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am not Ed Jones. I am Clint Powell, which I am normally the Robin to the Batman. But today, that makes me Batman. I'm pretty excited about being Batman. I'm not going to call this guy Robin because that's going to be insulting, and he's really here with all the knowledge. Brandon Knight from Nutrition World. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, man.
Hey, thanks for jumping in today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's do this. Let's give it a quick shout out to Ed Jones, the guy that normally runs this show, the owner of Nutrition World. He had double hip replacement this past week, and we record this 3 or 4 days prior to it airing. I did talk very quickly with his daughter. You might know more about it than I do, but she said the surgery went well. Mm-hmm. Is that correct? Everything good?
Yeah, everything's great. I mean, he's doing really well. That's who I've got all my information from as well, as his daughter.
And, oh, really?
Yeah. So
do me a huge favor. Get on that mic pretty good. Yeah. There you go. Yeah, you move it and pull it around. It's fine. But shout out to Ed. We hope he gets, Ed, before we jump into topics, mm-hmm. he has done more physical therapy for hip surgery than most people do afterwards.
Yeah.
He's been doing this now for... he's been dealing with the hips for 3 years.
Yeah.
But his rehab, getting ready for surgery for the last few months, he's done way more than most people do.
Yeah, he's one of those people that's over-prepared for everything. So he's going to come out of this running out the gate.
Okay,
sure.
And Brandon's not kidding. And then I'll ask what you do at Nutrition World.
Yeah.
But this is what happens when you leave me in charge. I bring a podcast mindset to it, which is very casual and like ADHD, which you're going to talk about too a little bit today.
Yeah, for sure.
But there's this notebook we keep in studio. And because Ed's not here to defend himself, I can throw him under the bus a little bit because he's always throwing me under the bus.
I love this.
How many index cards do you think are in that notebook with topics on it?
Oh, gosh. I would say at least 100.
Oh, minimum. The guy comes in. He's got index cards. He puts his topics on index cards. Very prepared, to your point. Over prepared sometimes, which is good. Mm-hmm. He'll throw 6, 7, 10 away every week.
Yeah.
And since I've been doing this in August with him, that stack has only gotten bigger because he adds to it. He never throws it away, and that guy's ready to go. If we walk in, he'll go, man, I don't know, Glenn. I don't have many topics today. He pulls out the note cards. I'm like, you got 1,000 note cards. He goes, well, I mean, I've got some topics. And next thing you know, he's like, I don't know how we're going to get it all in. Right. I don't know how we're going to fit it all into the radio show. I'm like, and just a minute ago, we were having to Google topics. Now, all of a sudden, you forgot that you had this encyclopedia that you keep over here. Yeah. But shout out to Ed. We hope he gets well soon, and we know he will because he takes everything super serious. Tell everybody what you do at Nutrition World, and how long have you been there?
So I've been with Ed a total of around 8 years or so. I was with him over a decade ago, about 3 or 4 years, maybe 5 years. And then I went and owned my own business in Atlanta for a decade. And then I came back to Ed recently, and this October, it will be 2 years, 3 years since I've been back.
What kind of business did you own in Atlanta, if you don't mind me asking? Was it a nutrition-based business?
Or? Well, it was wellness. I did a lot of stuff with, we actually sold a lot of crystals in our business. Rocks that were really pretty and that people loved. But I did a lot of consultation down there, and I moved into life coaching and also Gestalt and somatic therapy that I've been trained in for years. And so I did a lot of coaching through depression, anxiety, a lot of body-oriented diseases and whatnot. And I brought a lot of the expertise that I'd learned over the years in wellness to that as well. So that's what I did in Atlanta.
So go back. Do you say Gestalt?
Yes.
Okay, what is that? Now, you just changed topics, man. I got three things right now, and this is why I love doing this. Again, I'm bringing the podcast mindset to it. What does that entail?
So Gestalt therapy is basically role-playing, where a therapist will bring in an imaginary form of an archetype that you need to deal with, whether it be your father, your mother, your brother, your sister, whoever. And then you have a discussion with them, and the therapist guides you through the conversation, and the goal is to get, essentially... To the point to where you can get to release, you get to a point of anger, or you get to a point of depression or sadness or something along those lines, and get to be able to work your way through the emotions of that in real time, so that you can actually do things in that scenario that you wouldn't be allowed to do if the person was actually there. And you can get to deep places of healing and clarity that way. So, yeah.
It almost sounds like, you know, there's these memes that go around, and I agree with it. Sometimes you're getting ready to go to bed, and you think of what you should have said 20 years ago in that argument you lost to your cousin at the things. Right. You know what I should have said?
Yeah.
At least I'm not like Aunt Betty or whatever, right. You know. Yeah. And now, I say it in jest, but it's almost having some closure based off conversations that maybe you never had the courage to have.
Yeah.
You wanted a place to have the boundaries to say at the time. Or maybe the person's gone now and you've missed the opportunity.
Yeah.
That seems, as a therapist, though, you've been trained in it.
Yeah, I've been trained in it.
It seems a little scary.
Well, yeah. I mean, well, the point is the therapist is there to provide the setting and create the safety well enough where you can be witnessed with a love that has no agenda. In other words, parental love, the way it was always meant to be held. And so if you're trained in it, then you can create that kind of atmosphere and presence of the person properly and create the trust enough on an innate level where the person can actually open up and drop in. And so it's about the setting. It's not about, you know, just thinking about it out here. Of course, it's going to be scary. But when you're actually presenced by the right person that's been trained to do it, then you can actually go into places that you never thought you could. And it's actually a big contradiction because we're all abused around releasing and grieving, right? Don't cry, get over it, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
And if you actually have somebody there that can guide you to the emotions and not away from them in a way that is structured, in a way that's been proven to work and makes it feel extremely safe for you where the guard comes down, then you can actually get to places that you never thought you could, and you receive clarity you never thought you could. You receive freedom that you never even thought that was available to you in relationships and connection. You can go to some really deep places in that stuff. So it's really rewarding work.
It's almost like you're closing tabs, like there's these open tabs, these incomplete conversations or relationship conversations.
Yeah.
And again, if you're in a boat and there's waves coming at you, and if you're not good at navigating that, it's easy to get capsized. But a lot of times a good captain knows how to go into the wave.
Yes.
And not an aggressive way, but head on.
That's exactly
but in
right.
a safe way.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
if you trust the captain, it's okay. So again, man, we'll get to the topics of, because all this is health.
Yeah.
We're talking about emotional.
Yeah. One of the things that's often overlooked is, and that's what I include in my practice currently in nutrition world, is the emotional connection to health. So at the base of the tree of, like, if you were to go to the root of all diseases, in my estimation, and I've studied under functional medicine doctors for over 2 decades, and, you know, I've trained under experts that have learned how to heal disease really well holistically, with the intervention of Western medicine as well, but it's a combination, as Ed would put it, your team, right? But the people who do it the best always include some kind of aspect about tension held in the body. Something that you're carrying with you that you haven't dealt with yet, or a series of things that you're programmed with from childhood that you never turn around and actually dealt with. And that allows us to move through that aspect. And tension held in the body and toxins are the root of basically almost all the disease that we've encountered anyway. And the practices that I've seen people healing people the best and the most that I've traveled to, that's how they reduce tension in the body. By having a plan around how you're carrying your emotions and how anxiety shows up in your life and depression and those kind of things. And then also doing detoxification protocols that are really deep with advanced karma technology and making sure that you're taking care of the liver on a clinical level and those kind of things and removing toxins. Then you can work your way from the roots up the trunk where you go into, say, for instance, gene mutations and deficiencies in the body and that kind of thing, and restructuring the organs from the disease and syndrome that cause damage. Then by that time, you know, most of the diseases have started to really be supported very well.
Yeah. And let's don't build that whole tree yet. Let's don't plant it, let it grow. We got another 40 something minutes to go into. You got the whole tree. And this is why I want to slow it down, because I want to back up. I don't understand why we, as the people who are just either taking the supplements or are subject to the healthcare system we have, just the general population, I don't know why it's hard for us to understand how emotions are real. They affect our health in a real way. And here's what I mean by that. If you are stressed, how many times, just listen to this, if you say, I'm so busy, I'm so stressed, all of a sudden you feel tired. All of a sudden, we don't understand, there's chemicals released. And I think we know it because we're used to hearing fight or flight, the adrenaline release or the cortisol, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But if you're constantly living in those states, And then your body's going to eventually have to respond. It's either going to run out of stuff. It's going to produce too much of stuff. Yeah. It's either going to go somewhere or you're going to be lacking over here.
For sure.
And all of a sudden, it clouds how I see my day.
Yeah,
for sure. If you've ever wondered to know why, well, I just don't seem to be able to be in a good mood. There's probably a lot more to it than just you don't like your job.
There's always a lot more to it. Yeah. So, and let's go into that just a little bit. So you can read the works of Dr. Joe Dispenza. You can go into The Body Keeps the Score, written by a group of doctors. You can. There's so much research and study on this at this point. We know that when you hold emotions from childhood in your system and you just quote unquote get over it and don't grieve properly over it, don't do any real work on it, that when you hold fear and anger and those kind of things in the system on an unconscious level, you learn how to stuff them really deep so you can't feel them anymore, right? But you walk around with them. That changes the way the cell signaling happens in the body now. That changes the way in which you uptake nutrition. It changes the biome. It changes the way, and when stress and anxiety actually happen as a cause of all that, then it clamps down on the in particular the gut area, and it doesn't allow the gut to really respond well to the day and long term. So it's going to affect overall health in so many ways. It's kind of ridiculous. It affects mitochondria health. It affects cellular health. It affects gut health. It affects the way that the gut is attached to the brain. There's so many things there that are all emotion based. And I've actually seen clients do really well in battling disease just by doing emotional work.
So we're going to take a break in about a minute. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the gut. Before you, just so you know what we're going to talk about today, we're going to talk about detoxing. We're going to talk about anxiety and depression. We're going to talk about the gut. I'm on two or three products that was recommended by you at Nutrition World, and we're going to find out more about those. But if you're wondering, again, I don't have many skill sets, but I'm good at kind of understanding things on a very simple, basic level. And here's how I look at it. You tell me if this is kind of good or bad. But if you're in a house and you notice that the right angles aren't exactly touching correctly, or the picture is level, but yet it doesn't look level because the floor's off a little bit. If you've built a house on a foundation that's slightly off on one end, it's going to be way off on the other end, and nothing's going to seem to fit right. And a lot of times we start building our lives on without dealing with these emotions, and it's like we're building things on unstable ground, and things just don't seem right. It seems like I'm doing the right things, mm-hmm. but I never really feel like I'm supposed to. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's totally the way it is. And I can't tell you the amount of clients that I have that come into my office. In fact, it's 90 to 100% of the people that I sit down and talk to. I'm like, okay, at the time this disease developed for you, were there any significant life events happened? 100% almost every single time. Yes, my dad died at this time. Or yes, I got fired at this time mm-hmm. from my job. Or yes, you know, it was a very stressful period for our family because of some kind of financial ruin or something happened that started. And people listening, I'm sure, can relate to this. Oh, if they think back to when a disease started for them, that's a major syndrome. You look back at your life when it actually started, and some kind of emotional, really bad anxiety, stressful thing probably happened at that time.
We're going to take our first break, and then we're going to come back with Brandon from Nutrition World, and we're going to talk a little bit about the gut stuff. How important is the gut? Why is it important? What is a biome? We're going to ask him the definition of that. Talk about my products and see, you know, the one I'm taking, and see if that may be effective for just the general public or if it's more specific to what you need. We appreciate you listening to Vital Health Radio, and it is presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, and we will be right back with you.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
This show was previously recorded.
Coming Saturday, June 3rd, to the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place is the third annual Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Vascular Institute. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. An event like none other. Don't miss it. Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Vascular Institute. Optimize You. Fit Lifestyle. Rick Davis Golden Diamonds. Crunch Fitness. Texas Roadhouse. Chat Mortgage. Goals Gym. DPC Center. Chattanooga Fitness Download. And Zerkops. For more information, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least three times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
NASCAR fans, listen up. NASCAR is a sport where testosterone is a must. Optimize You has got you covered. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on, some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making Vital Health Radio part of your day. I am Clint Powell, filling in for Ed Jones, who is out this week recovering from his double hip replacement. We don't know. He may be back next week, may not, but I'm sure he is healing up well. He is kicking butt and taking names, as he always does when it comes to taking care of his body and recovering. And I am joined in studio today by Brandon Knight, who is are you a wellness consultant?
No.
What's your title at Nutrition World, and what's your certifications in, sir?
A functional health coach.
There we go.
And somatic and gestalt therapist.
Do you still do that here, the gestalt therapy? Do you really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do somatic therapy more so than gestalt.
What's that?
Somatic therapy is just body-oriented therapy. A lot of the ways that people have emotions show up. I had a client today where they have stress, and then their tongue completely hurts them. They're in pain with their tongue when they get
really?
Stressed out. Yeah. When they go into social settings, their tongue will completely flare up and get really red, and it'll hurt. And so they were seeing doctors for it and everything. Nobody can make the connection. I was like, man, that's a completely somatic manifestation. That is the body telling you that the stress is affecting you a particular way.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's a somatic process.
So what do you do on that? Like, and I'm not don't disclose anything, but do you start, is there exercising you do? Is there mind therapy? Well,
there's several different things that you do. It's the way that I approach it, and I'm not a full-fledged certified somatic therapist, but I've been trained by them, and so I use some of their techniques in my practice. And so one of the things that I do is go into the actual emotions behind that by using that as an entry point. So say, for instance, if I'm not seeing this person for that particular case, I do have people who see me for it that see great results. But essentially we go into the emotions behind it by focusing on that part of the body and allowing them to really get I put them into a state where they can actually sense into themselves and see what kind of emotions are attached to that part of the body that's being aggravated or has tension or has heaviness behind it. And then encourage them to give it a voice, give them a, make it louder, you know, that kind of thing. And, and I'm oversimplifying it, but essentially we go into expressing and expression what is underneath that aspect of the body and getting that out. And typically that really reduces the symptoms or makes it go, completely go away if you keep on doing the therapy around it. So
don't you find though that this is it's like asking a comedian sometime, hey, tell me a joke.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, dude, well, I'm not really in the joke telling mood right now. We're doing a podcast. I've done that before. Like, hey, what's your favorite song to a guy that's done 100 songs? Like, really? I got to pick a favorite. So asking you, how does the therapy work?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, Clint. What scenario? Are we hanging around your tongue?
Right.
Or is it you got a problem with your pelvis?
Yeah.
Or do you sweat profusely? I don't know, man. Yeah. It all looks different, dude. Yeah, so thanks for putting me on the spot about that.
No, it's fine.
Well, so let's kind of transition a little bit. We had touched on it briefly in the first segment because that first segment was, to be honest with you, is nothing on paper because I didn't know you'd done that therapy in Atlanta and brought it up here. I have gut issues. No problem. I think more people, no one likes to talk about it.
Yeah.
It's one of those things, well, no, I'm fine. You know, we call it different things, but a lot of people don't even converse about it because it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Can be, at least.
Yeah.
But I have gut issues. I know a lot of people that have gut issues. Mm-hmm. And so about 3 or 4 years ago, I came into the store and I'm like, hey, listen, I'm having stomach stuff. I've always had some stomach stuff, but it seems to be getting worse. And also, just a side note, I'm now having a food reaction to things that I've never had reactions to in my entire life. Mm-hmm. Bananas never bothered me, ever. Yeah. I'm a banana freak.
Yeah.
But if I eat more than one banana in a day, I start getting acid reflux.
Mm-hmm.
What in the heck? Peanut butter. Listen, I grew up on peanut butter.
Yeah.
Don't cut the edges off. I like the edges. I grew up on peanut butter. I still will eat it and endure the acid. I'll take an extra Nexium because I love peanut butter. But you know what? About 2 years ago, started giving me acid.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Do you see that a lot?
Yeah, actually I do. You know, as we grow older, and in particular in America, we have a lot of leaky gut here.
What does leaky gut mean? I hear that a lot, but I don't know what, it just sounds disgusting.
Yeah.
And so I never really ask what it means. So, but let's, if we're going to get into definitions, what is leaky gut?
So it's gut, it's where your colon wall essentially is permeable. What that means is that food particles on a microscopic scale are leaving, and so are other things like fatty substances called LPOs and whatnot that are related to a lot of our diseases now. They're finding in studies that are leaving the gut.
Mm.
And so it's a really bad scenario that, that we need to shore up. And our diet in America doesn't do that. The thing that used to do that is the old world diet we had, where we used to have to ferment our food for the winter. You used to have to can our vegetables, ferment them, you know, that kind of thing. We had that on a consistent basis from the time we were little to the time we were old. And that would seal up the gut pretty well whenever we had stress or toxins into the system and cause leaky gut. But now we don't have that, and we think that kind of stuff is gross, at least our kids do. And so in areas of the world where they have that kind of diet, like Japan and you know, South Korea and Eastern European block of countries, they have much better guts than we do, and it shows. I mean,
right.
You know, they live to be older typically in those areas. They're less obese than we are. You know, the colons are very young. They've done the studies on those things, and so it's a big deal here in America, though, because we don't have any kind of diet that shores up our gut.
Okay, so we're going to give a definition because I've heard you say it once, and then I want to bring up three products I take, and we don't have to spend much time on them.
Sure.
Unless you think they are good and applicable for other people.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard you say it once, and I use it myself,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to, let me take a stab at telling you what I think it is,
sure.
and you tell me if I'm right. Gut Biome.
No, it's called Ion Gut Support.
No way. I was going to say what the biome is.
Oh, the biome. Gut biome. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Here's my definition.
Okay.
The stuff that's happening in the gut and how it interacts with each other.
That's pretty close.
That's pretty good, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
A little Eastridge PhD for you from the street.
Yeah.
You want to give me a better definition?
Well, the only thing you left out of that really is that the stuff that's alive, that's interacting with each other. So the stuff that's alive in the gut that's interacting with each other, that's your gut biome.
How the neighbors are talking across the fence. Gotcha.
That's right. So it's all your good bacteria, all the fungus, all the everything that's down there, that's your gut biome.
I have a disgusting question. This is going to be such a fun radio show because half the crap that I'm thinking about is nothing on my notes.
This is awesome. I love
it. Do we all have animals that live in our stomach? Do we all have parasites?
Yeah, for the most part. I've never given a
disgusting.
I've never given a clinical grade, you know, really strong parasite cleanse to anybody where they didn't pass.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I see about 120 people a month.
Stop it. You know, so. Stop it. Okay. You got to back up. Is some of that natural and healthy? Are we supposed to have some of that or not?
Yeah. So people have to understand we're an ecology. We're not this closed system. Okay. You know, so we're always interacting with our environment. We're an open system. And so we're going to acquire things. We're going to, there's parasite eggs in the air you can breathe in. So, I mean, it doesn't matter if you traveled or not. And, you know, the misnomer to think that this is America, we don't have parasites here is just, you know, it's hogwash. I've done parasite cleanses with people that live on farms and all kinds of stuff and pass copious amounts of parasites. And so
we're about to talk about a parasite cleanse because now I'm intrigued, but keep going, man, before we lose, this goes off the rails. But
parasites, according to the functional medicine doctors I've studied under, would say that that parasites are one of the main forms of toxins that are the cause of a lot of our ailments and ills here in America. That's often overlooked by Western medicine. And so doing parasite cleanses, I've done parasite cleanses to greatly help out psoriatic arthritis, depression, anxiety.
Joint pain?
Yeah, joint pain is a big one that it helps out with. You know, there's all kinds of things. So we could sit here and talk all day just on parasites.
But we don't understand, and I think people do now if they're listening to this program, how important the gut is. I mean, that's if I'm not mistaken, I'm going to say stuff. You correct me. That's why you're
central,
here.
Yeah.
But that's where your immune system's kind of made. Mm-hmm. That's where your nutrients are exchanged. That's mm-hmm. where, and if there's a problem in this exchange, your skin's not going to be as healthy. Your that's brain's right. going to have that brain fog.
Yep.
And if you put the wrong stuff in there, it's going to block the good stuff from getting in. It's just this. We don't understand how critical it is, and a lot of the stuff that we're dealing with comes from our gut. Now, I do take three products. Mm-hmm. You tell me if they're, if they're good for the general public. I take Vitalax because when you get older, you have to worry about your movements.
Right.
And I take it every night, and I love it because it is gentle. Mm-hmm. And it works overnight. Thank you very much. I feel like we're doing a commercial. That's my creepy voice. I got to stop doing that. I take, is it Vital Gut Renew?
Yeah, Vital Gut Renew. Yeah.
Probiotics. Is that the probiotic one?
No, I don't know what probiotics you take. You haven't mentioned those yet, but the Vital Gut Renew is not probiotics. That's
what is that one? Hold on a second. Keep talking.
That's to heal the mucosal barrier of the gut.
Okay. I don't know what that is, but thanks.
Yeah. So you have three layers of the gut. You have the outer layer of the gut wall. You have the mucosal barrier. It's the middle layer. And then you have the villi, these hair-like strands that stick up. Essentially, I'm simplifying it, but that's essentially what you got.
Okay. So I don't take the Vital Gut Renew. It's a powder. I take the peel. There's so the one that Ed recommended to me is Vital Gut something, and it's in a white bottle. And I should have, I'll look it up between now and the next time we do this.
Yeah.
But it's
that's probably your probiotic.
I
would say it's Vital Planet. Vital Planet is the name of the company that makes the probiotic.
Right.
And that's Vital Planet's probiotic that's in a white bottle like that. Yeah, it's a really great probiotic. It's good.
Yeah, and I'm going to find a picture and show it to you now that I'm my OCD's kicking in now. Now I'm not going to close this loop until I figure it out. But then I take the one in the brown bottle.
Yeah, now the one in the brown bottle is phenomenal. It's called Ion Gut Support.
Tell everybody about that one because I've got a friend of mine hooked on that too. Yeah. And tell what everybody does.
That's good for everybody. Everybody in the world could be taking that. In particular in America, everybody needs to be taking this. But Ion Gut Support is a postbiotic. A postbiotic is something that basically heals leaky gut. It will completely pull together the areas of the gut that are, you know, being permeable and leaking out things that don't belong out in the body, including toxins. It does a great job of reestablishing your gut brain connection, gut to heart connection, gut to kidney connection, gut to skin axis. It reduces inflammation throughout the entire gut. I mean, that it's on every single protocol I give someone for almost anything to support what they're going through. Ion Gut Support's on there. It's a really great product.
Okay, so when I read on that, it tells me to take it on an empty stomach.
Yeah.
What is the definition of an empty stomach for that? Because I struggle with that in my morning routine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it should be 15 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, because I don't wait an hour.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, and the thing about protocols is, Clint, that you want to make things to the point to where people can actually take them and be successful in taking them. The most important thing is consistency with this stuff. And so the pro tip that I give people if they're taking something like the Ion Gut Support, the SB on empty stomach, is I just tell them to take it first thing in the morning and last thing at night. And that I keep it on your nightstand with a little spoon sitting there since it's a liquid, and just pop it right when you wake up and right before you go to bed. And that's typically an empty stomach enough for you to do your thing. Because by the time you wake up, get your clothes on, get toward breakfast, that's about 15 to 20 minutes. That should be plenty of time.
And okay, last question on this. This is me getting free stuff right here. is empty stomach, does that include coffee? Can I take it with coffee?
Yeah, you can take it with coffee.
Okay, my other supplements. And here's what I take. This is my probiotic, the Vital Flora.
Yeah, Vital Flora. Yeah, that's an awesome one.
So I take one of those in the morning, and I take that, so that stuff all works great. And so if people come into you and they want to talk to you, do you always kind of start in the gut area to figure out what's going on with them?
Well, no, I ask general questions. I do ask about the gut. I ask about, you know, bowel movements and how they're going and how many you have a day and consistency of that, and ask about sleeping habits and energy levels.
What made you get into that? Because, well, I'll tell you what, let's take a break.
Okay.
Because when we come back, I'm going to ask you, you know, I asked this to a friend of mine who certain doctors, they go into certain things. I'm like, all right, dude, that's weird. Why did you get into that? And there's always a story there.
Yeah.
So I want to ask you when we come back, what got you into caring so much about not only your gut, other people's guts?
Sure.
And we'll do that when we come back. Hey, thank you for listening to Vital Health Radio. We'll be right back with you.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Coming Saturday, June 3rd, to the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place is the third annual Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Vascular Institute. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. An event like none other. Don't miss it. Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Vascular Institute, Optimize You, Fit Lifestyle, Rick Davis Golden Diamonds, Crunch Fitness, Texas Roadhouse, Chat Mortgage, Goals Gym, DPC Center, Chattanooga Fitness Download, and Zerkops. For more information, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at VitalHealthRadio.com. Click on past shows. Or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga. Don't miss it, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there.
ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone.
Choose ADS Security.
Find them online at adssecurity.com.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you.
It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms.
Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making Vital Health Radio part of your day. Ed Jones is out with double hip replacement. He's getting well. I'm sure he's killing the physical therapy. They're probably, you know, tired of him already because he's probably doing more than he needs to. We sending good vibes out to Ed. And in his stead today is Brandon Knight, who is with Nutrition World. And so if you listen to this and you go, you know what, I like Brandon's approach to wellness and the consulting world, then all you have to do is go on nutritionw.com or just call Nutrition World and you can schedule, I'm assuming, to come talk with you.
Yeah.
Find out more about what that is at nutritionw.com. Now, last segment, we talked a little bit about, got into gut, what is gut biome. We got into some of the products I'm taking, leaky gut, how it's, you know, kind of killing our diet and killing our health, really, and how it's different here than it is around the world. I asked you a question going into break of why you wanted to, what triggered this interest in the gut. Now, did it start with other things and everything led to the gut? Or did you have gut issues like I do? And that way I'm not throwing you under the bus like a lot of us do. And you go, I want to figure out how to make this better.
Well, it just, all roads led to Rome. You know, they all led to the gut. You know, it. The more research I did, the more I found out that there are so many things you can improve by just including the right bacteria in the gut. And that led me, the breadcrumbs led back to all the research and studies and development around the gut and how, you know, like you said in the beginning, you know, the immunity depends on it. Your mental health is really foundational. You produce more serotonin in the gut than you do the brain. And so there's so many different connections there that all led back to that. If the gut's off, it doesn't matter if you have everything else perfect. Eventually, you're going to, you know, head down the road of disease. And so so there we go. That's what led me to it. It's just wanting to make things better for my clients, wanting to make things better for people that walked in through the door of Nutrition World.
Okay. So let me kind of, and some of this is going to be switching gears and it may all come back to the gut, but let's kind of focus on some other things. One is there, I'm going to ask two questions at once and you can address them as you want to. And then I've got 6,000 more questions after that, but we'll get to them, I promise. So is there one parasite cleanse you recommend everybody taking? Is that something you buy or do you have to create it yourself? And is there one detox for people you say, listen, this is a detox that overall will help your overall feeling. I can't promise it's going to fix anything specific, but this is where I would start. Or again, is it one of those, I can't just come in and buy it, I need to talk with somebody?
Yeah, the kind of ones that I administer are ones that are practitioner-led, quote-unquote, is what they say.
Right.
You know, what a lot of people don't understand is that there's classifications of natural products out there. And so you have just your normal base, you know, just what I would like to call the equivalent to over-the-counter stuff that you can buy from Nutrition World. And then you have stuff that requires a practitioner to oversee it because it's so strong.
Really?
Yes. And so those are the ones that we typically use to support advanced, you know, syndromes that people come in with that they have a lot of need with.
Brandon,
and
so, you're killing me. This is not what I want. I want, dang it, you and Ed, I want the one thing that's going to fix me that I just come in and buy for $19.99. What is the problem with you people?
Yeah,
what is it? Why does somebody not create the one? I need somebody to be not fat, my joints not hurt, grow my hair better, I'd like to be taller, and make me a little smarter.
Yeah, they just drink from water hose. That would be it.
I did that growing up. Right. I think it might be the problem. Rust apparently is a mineral that you know that I've got overabundance of. Yeah. All right, so I interrupted you, but there's two different classes. Classifications. So there's not really one that you would come in and say,
the one that I use, not over the counter.
Okay.
I don't recommend hardly any over the counter stuff. The reason why is because you won't reach deep enough into, you know, to get some of the ones that's been with you for a while.
You're talking about parasites.
Yes.
This is the parasite part.
Yes.
Is parasite, getting rid of parasites and detoxing, is that the same thing?
Yeah, well, it's part of detoxifying.
Okay.
You know, you have three major things that you need to detoxify from in order. You have fungals and you know, candida and things like that. You don't want to remove candida first, but at least if you've been exposed to mold a lot, you want to get rid of that first because that protects everything else in the body that's trying to kill you. And so you get rid of that first. And then you get rid of parasites next, or at least reduce them greatly. And then you get rid of heavy metals and environmental toxins. That's the order you're supposed to go in.
And back up to the mold.
Uh-huh.
Let's back up to the mold.
Sure.
I got some questions on this.
Yeah.
First of all, you got mold on shower curtains. Is that mold?
Yeah. Well,
does that affect you or not? This is weird, but a lot of people go, there's different types of mold. There are different types of mold, right?
Yeah. I mean, essentially what's on shower curtains is mildew for the most part. And so it's a type of mold, but I mean, it's that one's not so much. What you're looking at is aspergillus and your black mold and things like that that's you've been exposed to. That's the stuff you really want to worry
about.
It's
inside your walls or if it's been damp, stuff like that, basements, attics that you don't really see.
That you don't really see or know is affecting you at all, you know, for the most part. Sometimes you can smell it in a home, but, you know, there are a lot of times
you
can't.
How do you tell? What are the symptoms? And is there a test for this?
Well, there's testing you can do. A lot of remediators, you know, out there will come into a home and they'll test the spores in the air and they'll tell you what concentration it is and how much is in there. And you can often tell by if you have a lot of autoimmune in the home, you know, you have a lot of gut dysfunction in the home, you might want to check for mold and just see if it's a factor and see what's going on there. Also, it greatly exacerbates and affects your mental health. And so it can actually lean children towards, you know, more autistic kind of leaning and spectrum leaning when they have a lot of mold in the home. And so reducing it or getting rid of it, a lot of my clients point out that their kids are acting a lot better now. And
really?
Yeah, behavior changes, emotions change and all that stuff. People become more grounded and less anxious and less depressed when they have their home remediated from mold if they had a problem with it. So it's a big factor for a lot of different diseases. I see quite a few people from mold in this area because there's so many rainy areas. There's a lot of flood areas.
A lot
areas.
Of humid, yes. Humidity too. Yeah. Things get damp and moist and they, yep. As long as we don't see it,
yep.
We don't think about it.
Right.
And next thing you know, you have breathing issues.
Exactly.
Cause we'll talk off there. We'll talk off there. We may do some mold therapy.
Yeah.
So you say there's ways to test the house, but is there ways to test me?
Yeah. So there, you can go to survivingmold.com. And you can do a test there for $15, or you can come by my office and do it for free if you can catch me, in between appointments.
What kind of test is it, if you don't mind me asking?
It's an eye test. It's a visual test. Believe it
or
not.
You just look at me?
No, what happens is you take a test where you're looking at specific patterns that are backdropped against other patterns. And if you can tell if it's twisted a certain way, you put right on the paper, left on the paper, right on the paper, or straight up and down. And for the ones you can't see, you mark, well, I can't see that, or just, or if you got it wrong.
Well, how about if I don't, yeah, okay. Well,
what happens with that is that test, what mold does in the body, fungals, they'll clamp down on the optic nerve a specific way where you can't see certain patterns backdropped against other certain patterns.
You're killing me.
No, it's actually true. It's actually a very accurate test to see if mold is affecting you or not.
Do you carry that test with you?
So,
is it in your back pocket?
No,
because we're going to do that during the next break. I'm going to figure out if I got mold, dadgummit.
Yeah.
I want to come by and get... All right, so you do the mold detox is the first one. Then you said reduce the parasites.
Yep.
And then the third one is minerals?
No, heavy metals.
Heavy metals.
Heavy metals and environmental toxins. Those are a big, big issue, actually. So, yeah.
And again, I'm sure there's testing for those things?
Yes, you can do testing for those things. But typically, in today's era, I mean, I just spoke at a summit not too long ago in anxiety. And my portion was... The link between anxiety and toxins. And what I wanted to make clear in that presentation and maybe now on the radio is that we are the most toxic generation of human beings that has ever been in the history of humankind.
But we're living longer.
Yeah, we're living longer, but we're living with much more disease. I mean, when in the history of humankind have you known 1 in 3 people to get cancer? When in the history of humankind have you known to be mass babies born with ADHD, with asthma, with skin conditions, with eczema? I can't tell you the amount of people that are coming to my office saying that their babies were born with all these things.
So let's and I'm going to use ADHD as one, but you just gave a number of examples. Are there things we can do via diet or our gut to maybe eliminate some of the struggles that we have, and maybe not eliminate the condition or the challenge altogether, but maybe make it easier to navigate and to manage?
Oh, totally. Absolutely.
Wow. Just through gut stuff.
Just through gut stuff. Absolutely. One of the things that gets severed in the whole gut aspect is that gut to brain connection. You actually have a biome in your brain. So you have bacteria that travels up the gut to brain connection, and they go up to your brain and they hang out and they help out your brain. And so with that gut to brain connection severed, they can't do that. And so, it makes a big difference, all of it. I mean, there's so much to this. It's kind of ridiculous how much it's all involved.
Well, it's called the second brain, isn't it? Isn't that what the gut's been called that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So the mold, and have you been always interested in the mold aspect? Because I know Ed talked about this, or has that been the last few years?
Just the last few years.
What sparked that?
Well, it's just all part of so the most effective parasite cleanse on the market is done by the group of functional medicine doctors that I've been studying under for a while. And they formed a company called Cellcor, and that happens to be one of the most effective detoxification protocols, period, on the market for the classifications of toxins I just talked about, mold and biotoxins, which would include Lyme disease and spotted mountain fever, and parasites and environmental toxins. They do the absolute best. The hair follicle tests come back the best and the cleanest I've ever seen in my 25 years of business using them. And I'm not trying to sell them or anything. I'm just saying that was the most effective technology. And so I checked into everything they did. And mold was one of those with advanced carbon technology. And it works extremely well for removing.
You know, and I know Ed says this, and I've agreed with him for a long time, but it seems like in our world, whether it's emotions, whether it's our health, we end up treating a lot of symptoms and not really addressing the problems.
Yeah.
So when I come in, and it frustrates me to no end when I talk to Ed or you or Adam or fill in the gap of one of the folks, qualified folks in the nutrition world, I'm not sleeping well. Mm-hmm. Well, then there's these questions like, look, I need to sleep well. Isn't there melatonin? Isn't there something? Like, well, yeah, you can, but there's also this GABA or there's this. Let's talk about, do you wake up through the night? And it's, we have become, like right now, my phone's gone off 7 times while we're sitting here. And I've, you see me check it, mm-hmm. you know, and so we have gotten to be, we're such a immediate gratification. Where's the microwave? I want to hit the easy button. Mm-hmm. You know, society. Then when I walk in, whether it's Nutrition World or in certain supplement company here or the doctor's office, I just really need you to tell me how to fix it. And I don't want to adjust my diet. I don't want to adjust my environment. I don't want to do the test because that takes time mm-hmm. and change. And I hate yeah. change. I hate that. Yeah. And is that a struggle for you when you're dealing with people? Do you have to break the mindset of you're 40 years old. We're not going to fix the last 20 years.
Yeah.
You're not leaving here with a pill.
Yeah, always. My first sessions with people is typically about an hour and 15 minutes because I have to go over education, the reason why this is important, building up the actual aspects and why the protocol works together and what and the length of time it's going to take and why it's going to take that long in order to break the Western mindset. Because the Western, what we've been trained to think for so long is that we just go to a doctor, get a pill, and then, you know, they take care of the symptom. But, you know, what we're not looking at dealing with symptoms, we're looking at rebuilding the body. So that the symptoms that you have can actually be start to be unwound some, and the disease you have can be really supported very well. Mm-hmm. And so when you're trying to rebuild the body, that's not something that you just do overnight. That's something that requires time and commitment and reversal of lifestyle here and there and, you know, those kind of things.
Well, a lot of times you have to break a remove a foundation to build a new one on there.
Exactly.
But you said something supporting the disease. You said that a couple times. Mm-hmm. Did I hear that correctly?
Yeah, yeah. What I mean by supporting the disease is supporting the process of being well.
Yeah. Yeah, because the way I took it is supporting the disease is we're doing, and it's a weird twist, and maybe that's how you intended it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how I intended
because
it.
Because
yeah.
it's a weird twist. Instead of supporting a healthy lifestyle, I'm supporting a diseased lifestyle.
Yeah, yeah. No, that didn't how I meant it.
But, no, but that's how yeah. I hear it, mm-hmm. and it makes sense to me because yeah. this is why I'm, you know, simple brain. I hear that, and I'm like, well, if I'm not changing my diet, and I'm not willing to change my stress levels, and I'm not willing to address the cause, I am living a life to support a disease.
Support disease,
life.
Exactly. Yeah,
I think true. I would coin that because that yeah. that makes I think a lot of us are living the life to support the disease.
That's exactly right,
and not a life to build the health.
Yep,
that's pretty cool stuff. Here's what we're gonna do: we're gonna take our last break for the day. When we come back, I might ask you some questions, or you know, just get ready. I may just ask sure. you some what if questions that are about you. We just, you know, we may freak Ed out right now. We'll talk about something not around health. I'm just kidding. We'll find out when you come back. Thank you for listening to Vital Health Radio. We'll be back in just a minute.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
Coming Saturday, June 3rd, to the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place is the 3rd annual Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Vascular Institute. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. An event like none other. Don't miss it. Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Vascular Institute, Optimize You, Fit Lifestyle, Rick Davis Golden Diamonds, Crunch Fitness, Texas Roadhouse, Chat Mortgage, Gold's Gym, DPC Center, Chattanooga Fitness Download, and Zerkops. For more information, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at optimizeyouchattanooga.com.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring topics and guests all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on. Some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air. 423-899-1500 or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500 or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making Vital Health Radio part of your day. Ed Jones is out. Double hip replacement. I'm Clint Powell, filling in for him. And from Nutrition World, my co-host today has been Brandon Knight. Hey, Brandon, before we move forward, thanks for jumping in today, man. I appreciate
it. Yeah, man, absolutely. My pleasure.
It's been fun. I know some of the stuff we talked about we did not plan on, which is that's the good part of doing something like this.
It's fun.
Yeah, it is. And I know the conversation, a lot of people listen to this and go, yeah, you talked about the gut. But really, we've talked about the gut. But we've talked about anxiety and depression. We have talked about joint pain. We've talked about parasites. We've talked about all these other things that, again, I think we underestimate. It may not be the gut that's your problem. You may have other issues, but the gut is a really big player in this that I think a lot of us overlook.
Yeah.
Because we just say, well, how does the gut have to do with my joints? What does the gut have to do with my immune system? Mm-hmm. Well, it has everything to do with
everything.
Your immune system.
Yeah, everything.
I thought we'd spend a few minutes, though, because I think we have about 8 minutes left. I just want to play some quick questions with you.
Sure.
And again, this is the part you don't get when Ed's here, because Ed always has these stoic great quotes, and I love that segment of the show, but I don't have that. I don't have the stoic great quotes. So I'm just going to ask you some questions.
Sure.
You get to go out and have your favorite healthy meal. Hmm. What's your favorite healthy meal?
Oh, God.
And is this something you make, or is this something you can go to a restaurant and buy?
I guess my favorite healthy meal would be, you can make sushi very healthy. I like sushi.
Really?
Man, I love sushi.
And it's healthy?
It
I hate
be.
Sushi.
It can
I,
be.
I like my stuff cooked.
Yeah.
I ate California rolls.
Yeah.
And all my friends are like, dude, that's not sushi.
Right.
And that's as close to sushi as Clint's going to get.
Yeah.
Is there a place in Chattanooga that does good sushi that you like?
Well, man, there's a couple. So, of course, there is... gosh, my mind's blown right now.
My sister goes to Rain all the time.
Rain is good.
Yeah.
Rain is good, but I like Kumo Hibachi. Actually has really good sushi. So does, he's downtown. Been going to him for years. I cannot remember.
You don't like those, but you just want to say it because you can say the name really cool.
Yeah.
Kumo Hibachi. You just said it like you own it, man. You go ahead and look it up. Do you have a favorite healthy dessert?
Oh, no, not all the desserts I like are unhealthy. I love tiramisu and cheesecake.
Okay,
that's my jam.
Let's talk about that. Me and Ed talk about this quite a bit. Sometimes people go, I'm not eating anything like this again. That's not a good way to live life either.
No,
it's
unhealthy.
It's not very practical.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's unhealthy.
It's unhealthy because what you have to look at is the total span of what being healthy is. And that's something that I would love to talk about at some point, you know, in some kind of
go
show
for
or
it.
Something.
But take Nick, can you do it in 30, 45 seconds?
Yeah. So, I mean, the totality of health is not being, having no tension in the body is where the beginning of health begins, right? Mm. So if you walk around tense and uptight and always thinking about the details, the nuance of how you're going to be healthy, that's almost as unhealthy having the occasional cheesecake or chocolate or whatever. In fact, it's more unhealthy than doing that, because what you're creating is a neurosis in the system that's going to affect your entire health. And so you don't want to do that. You want to have the least. I've had, for instance, I've had family members that are very relaxed around eating bacon and you know, just having their just greasy food, and they live to be in their 90s, right?
But it's because, moderation, right?
Yeah, it's about moderation. Yeah. And it's also about relaxing around the issue, like not creating more tension in the system.
Oh, goodness. I'm glad you said that, because I've got friends that walk in, hey, what's made in this? Is this gluten-free? And I'm not saying you don't have reasons to ask.
For sure. There's a time and place for that. Absolutely.
But not every single time.
Yeah.
And that, like, to your point, it makes it stressful.
Mm-hmm.
Makes, and you don't look forward to it all of a sudden.
And stress is the big killer. All right. For sure.
Are you a binge watcher on TV or not really?
Not really.
Do you have a TV?
Yeah.
Do you have Netflix or do you?
Yeah, I have Netflix. Yeah.
But you're not a binge watcher.
No.
How do you manage to have Netflix and not binge watching?
Well, I do binge watch some things.
Like, you know, what are you binge watching? Anything, you know?
I binge watched Wednesday last time it was
on. My daughter said that's good.
It's amazing.
Is it?
It's a great show.
She told me, she goes, Dad, you'd love it, but you're never going to watch it.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
right.
Well, that's because me and her binge watch stuff all the time. Normally, I had her hooked on Friends and, Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm.
And so that kind of segued into it. But Wednesday's good.
Wednesday's amazing.
So are you more of a sitcom, rom-com? Are you more of a Vikings, or do you care about
anything? I love Vikings. I love Homeland. Those are my shows.
Have you
seen
Vikings Valhalla on Netflix?
Yes, I have. It's awesome.
It's awesome. Okay. Yeah. How about The Last Kingdom?
I haven't watched that yet.
Oh my God. So are you a Game of Thrones person?
Yeah.
Okay. So I've watched Game of Thrones 3 times. It's one of my favorite series. The Last Kingdom.
Yeah.
Watch it. It's better than Game of Thrones because I love it because it's actually decently, not all the way, but historically accurate with names. And it's got magic, the insinuation of magic.
Yeah.
But there's always the trick is revealed, and there's no dragons.
Right, right.
But it's fantastic.
Awesome, man. I'll give that a watch.
The Last Kingdom is fantastic.
Yeah, thank you for the heads up.
Yeah. Are you a podcast listener?
Not too much, no.
That's a shame.
I do on occasion.
Yeah.
You know, there are a few podcasts I really like, but yeah.
The Holistic Navigator. During the break podcast with Clint Powell, Dave Farr podcast.
That's right.
Are you a book reader or listener? Or do you read books?
Listener and reader. So I love books, man, yeah.
And you don't have a preference of reading or listening?
No, not too much.
Do you have a morning routine and evening routine around supplements or anything? In other words, are you like Ed, where you have to take 99 supplements a day? And that's not an exaggeration. Ed takes 99 supplements a day. Are you up to that level yet?
No, man. I stick at around about 12 supplements or so a day.
That's
maybe
about me.
Maybe 13, 14.
A lot of the gut stuff?
Well, not a lot, but I have what's essential. I have a really good probiotic. I have iron gut support, and I do detox every once in a while. So I do take some advanced carbon technology and whatnot for that. But
what is the probiotic? And I know you have a lot in the store. Mm-hmm. Is there something you can share with people? Like, hey, listen, if you're wanting a good probiotic, here's a couple of places to start.
Yeah, so I would start with one of two places. I would get a good spore probiotic. U-Theory does a good job with that. So does Microbiome. Those are really great spore probiotics. Spore probiotics are really great because they don't change in the gut any. Whenever you take regular probiotics and you have a lot of toxins in your gut, if you have a lot of symptoms and a lot of bloating and things like that, then you might have some toxins down there that are causing your good bacteria to change into bad bacteria. You don't want to just take a probiotic on top of that. You want to take a spore probiotic on top of that. But if you don't have a lot of symptoms, a really great probiotic is the Vital Planet, the one that you're taking.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a question off the air about a family member.
Sure.
Because they're out of town, and I told them I would ask at some point in time. And normally I would ask when I come in the store, but I'm not coming in the store till this weekend. So I'm going to ask you why you're here. Plus,
sure.
I don't know when you'll be there.
Yeah.
all right. So your morning routines. The other one I wrote down. What do you do hobbies? Are you a hiker? Are you?
I love hiking.
Do you really?
I'll go on 10-mile hikes deep in the woods. I love that stuff.
I like some hiking.
Yeah.
But I'm not a 10-mile. I'm a 2-mile in, find a waterfall, 2-mile out. Yeah. I don't do the 10-mile. So you would love our podcast, Day Fire Podcast. The guy that started Rock Creek is a guy named Dawson Wheeler.
He sold it
about 3 years ago. He's a friend of mine.
Yeah.
We've done a podcast now for 2 or 3 years called Day Fire, and it's about adventures around the world.
Oh, that's
outdoors.
Awesome.
We've talked to people who have paddled the Amazon. They've climbed the biggest mountains. These are Red Bull. And there are people like me that just do hikes.
I've lived in the Amazon before, man. I love that stuff.
Have you really?
Yeah.
When did you live in the Amazon?
2009.
On purpose?
Yeah.
You just didn't like wake up one day and was kidnapped?
Well, no. What happened? Well, I couldn't walk for 8 months because I was in a car accident. And then I got to the point where I could rehabilitate myself and could walk on a cane. And then I knew the next thing I needed to do was go on the Amazon and learn from shamans and get some plant medicine education and whatnot about what they could do. And yeah, that's what I did. I lived in there for a little bit with them.
So how did you get in? Did you live deep in the Amazon or were you like going
outskirts? It's right outside of Pucallpa. It's up the Amazon River, a little village out outside of Pucallpa.
And it was centered around learning their medicines?
Yeah. Centered around learning their medicines, lived with
them. You might be a good guest on the podcast. We might have to talk to you about what you learned, what kind of herbal stuff you learned.
People told me I need to write a biography. So we'll see
how it goes. How long were you down there?
I was down there for about 3 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
In a different world.
The first 2 weeks I almost lost my mind because all your EMF waves, all your Wi-Fi, everything like that is gone, and your body feels different. It literally feels just different in the Amazon. Like there's a lot of oxygen being poured into you. It's a different world, and it's equatorial, and so your body just feels different. And I didn't know what to do with myself until I adjusted and calibrated, and it was a wild experience for me.
It was crazy. An adjustment coming back. Did your body have to go through the same acclimation? You know, like when you're coming out of high altitude back down to low. Did you feel your body kind of okay?
Yeah, I felt, but it was different. Like I didn't feel like I was losing my mind when I came in here, but I felt like I was kind of losing my mind when I was in the Amazon for the first 2 weeks.
Do you miss that feeling of being back there?
Oh man, if I didn't have kids in the States, I would have stayed.
Really?
I would have lived in Peru.
Really?
Yeah. I love the people. I love the lifestyle. I love the heart-centeredness. Some of the most amazing people I've ever met were there.
One of my friends were missionaries growing up, and they came back, and we had a dish called Loma Satada, I think that mm-hmm, name of it. Mm-hmm. And it was, and somebody asked, we Americanized it as normal.
Yeah.
It's basically just steak, onions, and some sort of potatoes. Yeah. It was one of my favorite. I was like, I'm not eating that. And then I looked at it and was like, that's just meat and potatoes.
Yeah.
I love that stuff.
Yeah, some of the heartiest meals I've ever had were cooked by a shaman down there for me.
Oh, wow. Hey, all right, man. We got to roll because we're up against the clock. This is not a podcast, so we have to keep it kind of on track. Brandon, thank you for jumping in today. I really appreciate it. If you want to find out more, go shopping. You can just find out more at nutritionw.com. Ed Jones, Get Feeling Better. And you have been listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake. And thank you to our sponsor, Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. And we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.